Sempre bacalhada del mano bene. Se ci picchia quando si è bacalhada, picchia me.
Oh mamma, mamma, consumo bacalà. Oh mamma, da 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 da. Hi there, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week on Progressive Radio Network. And again, another week of wildness. The big news that's not the news on most of the news is the news of what's going on in Venezuela. And when I say the big news that's not going on and in most of the news, all you have to do is look at the facts. You go to CNN, the cartoon news network. Stone warns Trump's presidency is in peril. That's the big story there. Anderson Cooper, Sarah Sanders is wrong. Opinion. In Roger Stone's case, anything could happen. Analysis. Big number of Republicans want Trump off 2020 ticket. Keeps going on. Oh, this is my favorite on that column. CNN analyst. Trump gets his intel from Putin. CNN analyst. CNN jerk. CNN shill. CNN moron. Trump gets his intel from Putin. Oh, I mean, they've been going on for 2 years with this Putin crap. Who is this CNN analyst? Ah, Samantha Vinograd. Well, she must know. Why, how dare you say anything that Samantha doesn't know? She's a woman. I got to remember, you can't say anything bad if it's a woman in this politically incorrect world. Samantha, men, women, boys, girls, black, white, I'm tired of hearing about this stuff. I got to shut this up. You tune on and you got commercials. Yeah. Anyway, Samantha Vinograd discusses the relationship between President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin after reports stated that the pair sat down at G20 without U.S. note takers. Ooh, whoa. Anyway, the big story again on the Cartoon News Network. One moronic story after another that gives you no information on news you can use. And that's what the big deal about, by the way, is with trend forecasting. It's everything I read, I need to read. It's what information is it going to give me to help me? Trump chastises intel chiefs after they contradict him. On and on. On and on. And then finally, the last story. Venezuela braced for protests as moves against Juan Guaido deepen crisis. This is the big news. Venezuela is a major story. Here's this Trump. We got to pull out of Syria. We got to pull out of Afghanistan. Great. I'm all for it, man. We have no business being there. But we're going to overthrow the elected government of Maduro because we don't like him. This is disgusting, what's going on with this. It's a tragedy. One of the great reasons why Venezuela is in such terrible shape is because all of the sanctions that have been put on it, including those by that arrogant warmonger, Nobel Peace, crap prize winner, Barack B.S. Backtrack Obama. Yep, folks, he folks those Venezuelans, all the sanctions that the United States has been putting on that country. Sanctions are, economic sanctions are a declaration of war, economic warfare. And it's hurt that country terribly. What's going on in Venezuela, so much of it, is a result of what the United States has done to that nation, as it's done to so many other nations south of the border. Oh, and speaking of south of the border, I cannot believe how moronic, dumbed down, stupid this country is that they listen to clowns and comics like Colbert and others. Bill Maher. What an arrogant little jerk. What thinking human being with an IQ bigger than George Bush's would go on one of these clown shows to speak with comics about important geopolitical, economic, and social issues. Arrogant little clowns, that's all they are. This clown, Bill Maher, defended the United States going into Venezuela by quoting the Monroe Doctrine. Could you imagine? Oh, yeah, we own everything that's on our doorstep, I says. And we'll kill anybody in our way, including all the Native Americans and anybody else that gets in our way. Yeah, the United States, down in Mexico in the 1800s, the capital of Mexico, trying to overthrow the government. And this clown repeats it. Look at all these Democrats. Silence. Silence from all the clowns running in the presidential reality show. The 2020 President Reality Show on the United States involvement in the coup d'etat of the elected president of Venezuela, Maduro, and putting in this little boy of nothing, Guaido, who is nothing more than a shill for Leonardo Lopez, who's under house arrest and has been protesting the government going back to the days when Chavez, Hugo Chavez, was president of Venezuela. I don't use the term right wing, left wing, but the media does. And they consider Guaido right wing. Right wing. That you could also put under the word of fascism. Fascism good, socialism bad. Giving the people profits no good. Just give them to the oligarchs, and that's what's destroyed Venezuela over the centuries. or over the decades, I should say, half a century at least, if not more. And that's what the fight is about. The oligarchs still control much of the country, just like they do here with the media and others. And so it's a fight. But that the United States has no right to be involved in this. What right do we have? None. None. Again, Trends Journal subscribers were warned about this going back to the November Trends Journal. That's right. In that November Trends Journal, we warned of a triangle of death that was forming in South America. That triangle of death being Brazil, Argentina, and Colombia, aiming to take down the Venezuelan government with the backing of the United States of America, who has a great reputation over the centuries of launching coups. What's going on is disgusting. And again, none of the so-called Democratic candidates, the Murderers and Thieves Party, as is the Republicans, have come out against the United States' overt coup attempt going on as we speak in Venezuela. Not a peep. But of course, the reason why the United States is involved in it is, well, we heard from His Highness, the godly ruler of America, President Donald, reality show champion Trump, who was powered into office by a mere 26% of eligible voters, declaring that, quote, Maduro is no longer president of Venezuela. I say so. Don't you know who I am? I'm an arrogant little boy born on third base, whose old man left me hundreds of millions of dollars, and I'm a reality show champion, and I say Maduro is no longer president of Venezuela. And I will continue to use the full weight. Yeah, you got a lot of weight, fat boy. The full weight of the United States economic and diplomatic power. You ready? To press for the restoration of Venezuelan democracy. Democracy. Hey, have you heard that one before? Oh, maybe you heard it from the evangelical. The evangelical Christian, Catholic Christian, Pence, saying on behalf of the American people, we are with you. We stand with you. And we will stay with you until democracy is restored. These evangelicals, Pompeo or Pompeo, whatever you want to call them, I can't call them what I want to call them because then they say, oh, Mr. Salenti, you shouldn't use foul language to call a murdering, lying thieves, murdering, lying, crazy SOBs. You gotta be proper. So I can't call Pompeo who he really is, but these guys that keep playing their moral, godly, Christian cards and then saying that murder is great, kill anybody that you want, anytime. Oh, the other one is little Marco Rubio, a little boy of nothing that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag, a piece of little garbage. Another devout evangelical. And I say this as, hey, you can't call me an anti-Christian because I went to Catholic school and was raised Catholic and have a broken middle ear, busted middle ear and broken eardrum from Sister Marie Rosaire, may she rot in hell, for beating me up, grabbing me by my little blue tie when I was in the fifth grade and slapping the hell out of me. And I asked what I did wrong as I'm crying. She said, you talk during prayers. Yeah. Anyway. So, I mean, I could, you know, I know the Catholic routine. As I say, I'm just thankful Father Foley was a ladies' man. Look at the disgusting garbage of what's going on with this. But anyway, Marco Rubio, one after another. All these people pretend to be these holier than thous. Rubio said, it's just a matter of time. The only thing we don't know is how long it will take regarding the overthrow of Maduro and whether it will be peaceful or bloody. Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ, love bloody. What a bunch of jerks. But, of course, going back to what I was talking about, democracy. Yep. And to bring democracy to Venezuela, you know the Trump administration? The Donald Trump was going to clean the swamp, brought in one of the lowest swamp creatures we've had for quite a while, a real swamp cat, Elliot Abrams, who was convicted in the Iran-Contra scandal in which Ronald Reagan's administration secretly funded paramilitary groups in Nicaragua. This is the same slimy little Elliot Abrams that cheered and championed the Latin American death squads that slaughtered tens of thousands. So, of course, ignoring Abrams' track record of the love of lying and violence, as has the U.S. media, our Secretary of State Pompeo boasted, again, another man that plays, I got a Bible. I got a Bible in my office. Yeah, Bible. He says that. Elliot will be a true asset to our mission. You ready? To help the Venezuelan people fully restore democracy to their country. How many times have you heard this democracy crap out of Obama's mouth, out of Bush's mouth, out of Carter's mouth, out of Reagan's mouth, out of Nixon's mouth, out of Johnson's mouth, out of Bush's mouth, and all the low-life politicians? No one's talking about peace. You turn on the media, woof, it is all pro, let's go after Venezuela. Hardly any dissent. No one's occupying peace. No one's talking about the facts of this matter. And you know why, of course. The United States. Is going into Venezuela. Of course you do. It's democracy. It's not about oil. It's not the fact that the United States presidents, Obama and Bush, they spilled the blood and destroyed those oil-rich sovereign nations such as Iraq, and Libya, because their major export was broccoli and not oil. That's what they were bringing democracy to. It's about oil in Venezuela. John Bolton, another crazy SOB, national security advisor. We're in conversations with major American companies now. It would make a difference if we could have American companies produce the oil in Venezuela. It would be good for the people of the United States. And Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world. Yep. The largest oil reserves in the world. Could you imagine? It is disgusting what's going on. That there's a coup right in front of our eyes, and no one seems to care about it. And the Democrats, hardly any dissent at all, only from a very few. Where's the outrage? There isn't any. And one of the reasons why, I would say most Americans don't even know what's going on over there. It's out of the news. Again, I read you the headlines of the Cartoon News Network. They hardly exist. And as I said, it's one Democrat after another. Adam Schiff. And of course, I can't call him what he really is, the Democrat over there. This guy, this longtime vocal Trump opponent, he chairs the House Intelligence Committee. Yeah, that's an oxymoron, Intelligence Committee. There's no intelligence. Nicolas Maduro's disastrous and dictatorial rule has devastated the economy and society of Venezuela. And he recognizes the leader of the National Assembly, Juan Guaido, as the rightful leader of Venezuela. Isn't that nice, huh? And the Democratic Minority Whip, Dick Durbin. I could call him Dick. Can't I? That's okay to call him Dick Durbin. Praised Trump for, quote, appropriately recognizing Guaido as the interim leader of the country. And several Democrats vowed to introduce legislation to, quote, support the people of Venezuela and hold the illegitimate president accountable for the crisis he created. Who the hell are you to get involved in this country? Hey, Salenti, calm down, you stupid jerk. We want their oil. Didn't you hear what Bolton said? So stop. We're just using this as an excuse. What the hell's the matter with you? It's all about money and greed, you moron. What the hell do you think I'm in there? I'm a lifelong politician for. To tell you what to do, to steal as much money as I can and give it to my campaign contributors. so they could get better deals and they could give me paybacks. What's wrong with you? Don't you see what's going on? Just listen to our ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the Democrat Robert Mendez. I strongly back efforts by the United States to use economic and political pressure to support the restoration of democracy. Democracy in Venezuela. Where's the outrage? One clown after another blowing out this garbage about democracy. Yep. Again, every so-called Democratic candidate that declared his or her candidacy in the 2020 presidential reality show race has remained silent on Washington's announcement recognizing Guaido as the interim president and the general Democratic Party support for regime change. It's about oil. That's it. And the media, they just keep repeating the lies. It was an illegitimate election that brought that guy in, Maduro. And they keep using the word over and over and over. Fraudulent, heavily rigged, a sham, a joke, a disgrace, one after another. But they ignore the facts that the Venezuelan government asked the United Nations to send teams to monitor the election fairness and accuracy last May during elections, and the U.S. effort blocked that request. And also ignored is that several international monitoring organizations observe the elections and affirm their fairness. But the prostitutes, who get paid to put out by their corporate johns and Washington whoremasters, every time they write about Maduro being elected, they use the words either illegitimate, fraudulent, or heavily rigged. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal to read history before it happens, and get only the facts. Because there are a lot of not only global implications, but economic implications to this. This is really serious what's going on there. Very serious. And we're totally unprepared for it in this country and the world. And that's it. The world also, the world. America's flunky allies, the murderers who keep launching wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Syria, one after another, are supporting the Trump administration's support for Guaido. This little boy who announced and swore himself in as the president of Venezuela, and I'm swearing myself in, hey, I'm Gerald Celente. I'm the president of the United States. Forget the election. It was a sham and a joke. Anybody can see it. I'm the president of the United States. Support me. That's about how real the clown's statement is. But the United States media, the United States government support it. Now, so too do the murderous nations of Canada, the UK, and others support it as well. So we're going to be back in a little bit, going to take a break, talk more about what's going on, what's happening. And remember, trendsjournal.com, the only place you'll read history before it happens. Be right back.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Gadget guy, but I love gadgets that really do the trick, like the new app. The Progressive Radio Network has an app, thanks to our friends at Audio Now. Hey, this is Mark Farrell, host of Insight on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we broadcast live out of New York City. But if you can't catch the show live, no frets. It's always archived. It's always on the app. Download it now, listen later, whenever you want. The Progressive Radio Network app is available from our friends at Audio Now. Check it out.
Hey, it's Jesse, PRN station manager. I have an exciting announcement for our amazing listeners. PRN has a new voicemail line that will allow you to connect better with our host. If you can't listen live but have a question or comment for one of our hosts, just call 862-800-6805. That's 862-800-6805. This feature will allow your voice to be heard on your favorite PRN show.
Thank you for listening to the Progressive Radio Network.
The Progressive Radio Network is a thinking person's network for our world's progressive visionaries and stakeholders and great thinkers to assemble on a commercial-free and listener-supported network. Our provocative hosts speak freely and passionately on intriguing and urgent topics such as health and news and politics and women's issues and philosophy and more that directly impact our lives. Progressive Radio Network takes chances. Our voices and ideas are not always welcomed by corporate media. So Progressive Radio Network is a very important outlet for these great thinkers.
La, 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 la. If you marry the musician, he'll have the trumpet in his hand. What does that mean? Well, he likes to play the trumpet, that's all. Anyway, we're back, and it's great being on Progressive Radio Network. And as Gary Null says, much of what you hear, you know, you don't hear on the major media. You don't hear nothing on the major media. It's a joke. You know, I tune in from time to time to see what's going on. It's painful. Last night I turned on Fox and I watched this Trish Regan interview Wido and bring on these military shills. One guy, this retired general, said, yeah, the troops are sharpening their bayonets. And holy God, I'm listening to this. My God. Oh, it was just so one-sided. That's all we're getting is one side. I've never seen it so bad. And then you know what's going on, or maybe you don't. But all of the media that's downsizing, whether it's the new ones like BuzzFeed and others that are firing, you know, large percentages of their staff to existing newsrooms that are shrinking into nothing. There's no journalism anymore. It's all aggregated news. Private equity groups, hedge funds own these newspapers. They have one or two reporters that write a little bit about what's going on locally, and then they just stuff the same junk in every newspaper that's just aggregated, and, you know, just major stories. They're all the same. And they've closed down all the bureaus. in state houses and overseas. They used to be flooded with bureaus. Now there's nothing. So the Trends Journal is really the only magazine out there. And we're coming out, by the way, our January issue. I got one day left. It'll be out in a day. Be out tomorrow. And there's information in there, Venezuela, other information that you just won't read anywhere else, the things that I'm talking about. And I do get passionate about it because I hate war and I hate murder and how anybody could support their murderers and thieves in the Republicans and Democratic Party and make excuses for their murderous acts is beyond me. I can't comprehend it. I'm wondering about how we call this thing a human race. When you look over the centuries at the atrocities committed by people, it's just so sad. So, and again, you know, we're trying to push forward with Occupy Peace, but it's very difficult without raising the funds to do so. And peace isn't very popular. And no one, again, right now is talking about peace in the major media. Instead, they're promoting war, as they always do. You know, that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction, just asked the New York Times. He was getting them aluminum tubes, they tells you. Yeah. Anyway. This triangle of death that we warned about is a reality. And it's just going to get much and much worse. Americans, again, don't have a Democratic or Republican party. They just have a war party. Remember, the Democrats had over a dozen new elected officials in the midterm elections in the military-industrial intelligence complex, which further demonstrates their pro-war sentiments. And it's just one fact after another. The other fact is that the media keeps putting out that, you know, Argentina, Brazil, and Canada, and Chile, and Colombia, and Costa Rica, and Ecuador, Guatemala, Honduras, Panama, Paraguay, and Peru join the list of countries that support Juan Guaido as the interim president of Argentina, of Venezuela, and supporting, of course, the new sanctions that the United States just imposed upon the Venezuelan oil company. Citgo, by the way, is part of that. And what they don't talk about so much, that's about a dozen countries when you even put in that the UK, the European officials, the European jerks, they're giving a couple of days for Maduro to announce new elections or else they will support Guaido as well, the UK, Spain, Germany, France. And there's 195 countries in the world. We've got a couple of countries supporting this overthrow, and they make it legitimate. Hey, it's Germany and France, the UK and Spain. Oh, yeah, great. And things are just lovely down in Argentina with their inflation rate of 50%, their interest rates at about 60 to 70%, and Brazil in a terrible recession, just getting out of the worst recession in 100 years. And that lovely right wing, to use it mildly, Colombian leader. And things are just lovely down in Guatemala and Honduras. And but what they don't talk about as much are the countries that don't support the overthrow, such as Uruguay, Mexico, Bolivia, Cuba. Who cares what Cuba does? Syria, Turkey, Nicaragua, China, and Russia. Yep. This is a breach of international law that the United States is doing. Is right in front of everybody's eyes. But who cares? Not I, said the cat. Anyway, enough about that. How about some economic news? Okay, what's going on in the world? Well, on the market front, remember, remember, those equity markets at the end of December, worst December since the Great Depression. But all of a sudden, the Fed chairman comes out and says, well, folks, we're going to be patient in raising interest rates. Yep. And that's when the markets turned around. But, you know, they just had that Davos meeting. And there's fears of recession. What does it mean? Well, you saw what's happening in China. Their GDP last year, 2018, was the worst since 1990. But still have strong growth, 6.6%, 6.8%. It's still, you know, United States, they're bragging, it's 3%. And the markets are still going up in the States. As we speak, the Dow's up over 300 points. But in Davos, there was concern about an economic slowdown. And it's real. There's a slowdown in Europe. They're looking next year, European growth, or this year, to be about 1.5%. That's basically no growth at all when you add in the phony factors. So what does it mean? Well, it means a couple of things. Number one, it means that you're going to see more cheap money flowing into the systems. And we heard from the ECB president, Mario Draghi, European Central Bank president, saying that he was confident that China was going to put more stimulus into the markets. And in fact, they are and will continue to do so. What will that mean? Well, it'll devalue their currency, the yuan. The higher the debt load, the lower the currency goes. And he's saying they're going to stimulate it, and that'll be good for Europe because then they could export more product into China. And again, we're looking at numbers possibly coming out of Germany showing they're actually in a recession there. We're still waiting. The last third quarter, they were negative, and we don't know the fourth quarter numbers yet of last year. So that will increase exports, particularly luxury goods, with the Chinese buy up. And 80% of Chinese GDP is consumer generated. And Draghi said that if need be, they will do more quantitative easing. They did $3 trillion worth, basically, following the panic of 08 in bond buying, quantitative easing, buying up corporate bonds, merger of state and corporate powers, fascism. You're not supposed to buy up corporate bonds. Oh, you're buying government bonds too. Okay, good. Phony. But they're going to do another round. What does that mean? The euro goes lower. The dollar's only staying strong because the other currencies are going weak. But even at that, And now that they're going to be less aggressive in raising interest rates, number one, they're running out of tools to boost equities and economies. Yes, the European Central Bank could lower interest rates, put more quantitative easing in, but they can't lower interest rates anymore. They're at minus 0.4%. Japan's minus 0.1%. The United States is one of the few nations that raised interest rates. So we have a little ways to go lower, and that's what you're going to see. We forecast that the United States is going to lower interest rates this year because the pressure is mounting. I talked about it before, that in signals of a stage one recession, the things to look for in the stage one, real estate. It accounts for 15% of our GDP. And now we're seeing the latest numbers coming out. It is January, so December's pending home sales. They dropped to the lowest point in 5 years. And that's despite the interest rates moving lower from their higher point in November. So that's why we say the Fed is going to raise lower interest rates and backtrack on what they promised to do. So what does that mean as well? Well, gold prices. Gold prices now, as we speak, are at $1,316. That's up from their lows of the year, significantly, last year, when they got down to the 1185 number. And remember, I've been saying for over a year that the bottom of gold was $1,200, and that's what it nearly, basically what it hit. So here's our forecast. Gold is showing some strength right now as the recessionary gloom grows. Gold will bloom. The downside risk, again, is basically $100. But if gold continues to gain strength and breaks over $1,450 an ounce, it's not that far away. We forecast it'll spike back to the 2,000 levels that it nearly reached back in 2011 and above. Because war is going to be one of the elements that drives it higher. I should say gold is around the $1,310 an ounce. I said 16. The wars, if war breaks out in Venezuela, we are going to see a human wave of people coming north to the borders like we've never can imagine. Because if war breaks out in Venezuela, spread into Brazil, Colombia, Peru, Argentina, and northward. China and Russia are not going to let the United States overthrow this government. China has like $35 billion in loans, and Russia is very heavily invested in the oil sector. So the Chinese government's owed a lot of money. They're not going to let it go. And the Russians aren't going to back out. That's going to spike oil prices. Now, on the Middle Eastern front, we forecast it's going to heat up there with the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Israel taking aim at Iran. And Iran's not going to go down. No way, no how, ain't going to happen. Not going to happen. If war breaks out in the Middle East, continues to escalate south of the border in Venezuela, and oil prices spike, they're around $62 a barrel right now for Brent crude. If that number hits $100 a barrel, kiss the global economies and the equity markets goodbye. It will not be the recession that looms, and which, according to CNBC, the chances of recession in the next 12 months spike to the highest level in 3 years, on fears that global economic weakness will grow, it will be a global depression. A global depression at a time of income inequality. And here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, the highest level of economic inequality that was ever created in history occurred during the wonderful Barack B.S. Obama's administration. We're three people in the United States, Bezos, Buffett, and Gates. Maybe not Bezos anymore, he's going through his divorce. Well, I should say the Bezoses then. Buffett and Gates have more dough than half our population combined. So that's where we're at. It's very serious what's going on. The equity markets in the United States are artificially inflated. The numbers came out, by the way, as we had long projected, that Trump's tax cuts would only enrich the very rich, as the Tax Policy Center confirmed, with 82% of the taxes going to the 1%, the tax cuts, and $1 trillion worth of stock buybacks where most of it went into. And now a study just came out last week proving that in reports that business leaders said they were not putting money back into capital improvements, capital expenditures, and job creation with the tax cuts. The facts are there. And again, it didn't take a genius, although nobody does trend forecasting like us. Only kidding. I'm not about that. Of course, I'm serious about nobody does trend forecasting like us, but I don't mean it. The genius part. All you had to do is look back when George Bush did this. Georgie Bush Jr. there did it. Back in 2005, 2006, giving those tax breaks. 96% of the money went into stock buybacks. So we knew it would happen again. So it was an easy one to figure out. So that's where we are. The drumbeats of war are beating louder, but they're deaf to most Americans. Hardly a peep about it, again in the media. From USA Today, Trump disputes his intel chiefs. Jet blue plane diverted as fumes from cockpit. Celine Dion, Madonna, and more rip body shamers. Mom holding stroller dies in fall at New York City subway. Tyson chicken nuggets recalled, may contain rubber. Tony Romo could be the real star of the Super Bowl. Celine Dion to body shamers, leave me alone. Former valet charged in Wisconsin nearest murder. Roger Stone won't do what Michael Cohen has done. That's it. USA Today. How about USA Yesterday? How about USA worthless? What do you mean worthless? We're not as bad as the Cartoon News Network. Nope. Nothing about Venezuela. Zip. Nada. Zero. So, remember, do what you can to occupy peace, www.occupypeace.com, and to see where the economy is going, see where the geopolitics are leading, see what the future looks like, consider subscribing to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, the only magazine in the world where you read history before it happens. Unlike, of course, Time Magazine, which gives you last week's news next week. And we know people are having a difficult time, so there's a discount request page. It's only $129 a year, a monthly Trends in the News broadcasts, trend alerts each week. So there's a discount request page for those of you that can't afford the full price. We do our best to make it available to everyone to help you prepare for the future. So I want to thank all the people at PRN and Gary Null for all that you do to keep people on top of the news and ahead of the trends. And very much appreciate it. I'm glad to be on. Thanks a lot. See you next week. Such a